Have you seen the movie, O Brother, Where Art Thou? Well, as you may know, it's a whimsical retelling of Homer's Odyssey set in 1937 rural Mississippi. And there are three hapless escaped convicts, Everett, Pete, and Delmar. They're hiding in the woods, running from the law yet again. And there they encounter this procession of white-robed people as they are going down to a lake to be baptized. And as the people are moving to the water, they're singing, "Let's go down to the river and pray." Well, then as the baptism ceremony begins, Delmar is just overwhelmed with emotion, watching what is going on out there in the water. So he runs into the water and is also baptized by the minister. And as he returns to his companions, he declares that he is now saved, and neither God nor man's got nothing on me now. And he explains that the minister has told him that all of his sins have now been washed away. And even, he says, when he had stolen that pig that caused him to go to jail in the first place, and the other two companions, the other two convicts, one of them said, "But you said you were innocent of that." "Well, I lied, but I've been washed in the waters and I'm clean now." Well, later, those three convicts steal a hot pie from a windowsill. But this time, Delmar returns and he places a dollar on the windowsill. You see, Delmar wasn't made perfect by his baptism, by being washed in the waters of baptism, no more than we are made perfect when we are washed in the waters of baptism. But he did realize something. He realized that his baptism had created an opportunity for him to begin anew, to get a fresh start. Most of us sitting here have been baptized. And depending on which Christian tradition in which we were baptized, some of us were, as we say in the South, dunked, or obviously immersed in water, or we've been sprinkled over our heads or had water poured over our heads. But all of us who have been baptized have had an easy time of it compared to those who were baptized in the beginning of the church. You see, those folks went through a 3-year process called catechesis. They had to go through those 3 years before they could even be baptized. And then on Easter morning, they would walk down some steps into a pool of water, and then walk out the other side, and then the person on the other side would put a robe over, yes, their naked body. See, I told you we had it easier than they did. Water is the most valuable resource that we have on this planet. All living things, fish, animals, humans, everything needs water to survive. And when we don't have water, we know what happens very quickly. We can go without food for quite a while, but we can't go without water for very long at all. Our ancestors in the faith understood that. They understood the value of water for both our physical and our spiritual well-being. Remember that the Bible begins in Genesis with the waters of creation covering the earth, and then the Bible ends in Revelation with a vision of a river flowing to the throne of God. Of course, in the Exodus story, we read of Moses floating down the river in a bulrush basket. And then, later, he leads the people of Israel through the desert, across the river. And then eventually, finally, Joshua, Moses' successor, leads the people across the River Jordan into the land that God had promised to them. Jesus and his disciples, several of whom were fishermen, spent a good bit of their time either next to or near the water. And remember, Jesus walked on water. Jesus calmed a storm when he and his disciples were on a boat in the Sea of Galilee. Jesus talked about living water with a Samaritan woman. A Samaritan woman. You weren't supposed to talk to Samaritan women. But he talked with her and asked for a drink of water from the well where she was drawing water to take back to her house. And when Jesus healed a man born blind by creating a paste of mud made with mud and water and dabbed it on the man's eyes, he then told the man to go and wash himself in the pool to complete the miracle, to complete his healing. And at the very beginning of his ministry, as we just heard, Jesus went down by the river to be baptized by his cousin John. Our baptism by water and in water is one of the most sacred moments of our lives, whether we remember it or not. I was thrilled when at the first service during the children's sermon, one of our wee little children, when I asked the question, "Do you remember your baptism?" "Oh, yes, yes." And I was like, how wonderful if we could all be that excited about remembering that we've been baptized. But when we are baptized, it's not an initiation ceremony. It's not like we're joining a fraternity or a sorority or the Kiwanis or our Rotary Club. When we are baptized, we are becoming a member of the body of Christ. It is a most holy moment. It's a holy moment for us as individuals, and it's a holy moment in the life of any church family. I particularly like the way the Message version of the Bible states what the voice of the Holy Spirit said as Jesus was baptized by John and coming up out of the river. In the Message, it says, "This is my son, chosen and marked by my love, the delight of my life, marked by my love." By the waters of baptism, we too are marked by God's love. When the waters of baptism flow over us, we, or those of us who had our parents do so for us, are saying that God has a claim on us, that we belong to God. So what does it mean, other than that the fact that we belong to God, what does it mean that we have been washed in the waters of baptism and that we are marked by God's love. Well, does it mean that we have to make amends for the wrongs we have done, as Delmar made amends for he and his friends for stealing that pie from the windowsill? Well, yes, it does. It does mean that when we can, when it's possible, that we do make amends when we have wronged someone. But does it also mean when we are washed in the waters of baptism, it also means that it isn't just about making amends for things we've done wrong. It's also about acknowledging and living out in our lives what being baptized can do and mean for us. Martin Luther is known to have frequently said out loud, "I am baptized." It seems that good old Martin needed to remind himself of that frequently. He needed to remind himself that he was a child of God, that he had been washed in the waters of baptism, that he was marked by God's love. And by reminding himself, "I am baptized," he was able to be and do far more, I believe, than he would have been able otherwise. So what about us? What does being washed in the waters of baptism, marked by God's love, mean for us? I think I know what some of your answers might be. One might be that because you have been washed in the waters of baptism, marked by God's love, that you were able to tell the person who wanted a kickback for ensuring your company was awarded a contract, you were able to tell that person, "Get lost. Not doing that." Because you've been washed in the waters of baptism and bear the mark of God's love, you have faced the reality of your addiction, whether to alcohol or to food or to sex or to drugs or to pornography. And you are also seeking the help that you need, the help and support. Or there may be others of you who right now feel the Spirit working within you, urging you to deal, to confront, to face something within your life that you need to face, and you need the support and comfort of this church family to do so, because you have been washed in the waters of baptism and you have been marked by God's love. You can do that. Being washed in the waters of baptism and bearing the mark of God's love perhaps has given you the strength to face a life-altering illness, or perhaps even what you know will be a life-ending illness. And if you're not the one who's had to face it, perhaps you have accompanied someone who has. These waters of baptism will give you strength and courage. Being washed in the waters of baptism and bearing the mark of God's love means that you have been able to put aside your own needs, focusing just on yourself all the time, and you're able to look beyond yourself and to see that others need to know of God's love and mercy. Being washed in the waters of baptism, being marked by God's love, means that perhaps you have volunteered at Clifton Sanctuary Ministries and that you have participated in feeding the homeless men who live there when our church goes down on the first Friday of each month. Being washed in the waters of baptism and marked as God's own means that you are not only willing, perhaps, to step out of your comfort zone, but you feel compelled to step outside of your comfort zone so that someone else will have the opportunity to know the love of God as you do. We are called to exercise our faith. And when we do that, when we exercise our faith, the waters of our baptism flow out of our pores to encourage the least and the last and the lost. So my question to you today, actually two questions. Do you find joy by knowing that you have been marked by God's love in the waters of baptism? Do you find joy in exclaiming, as Martin Luther did, "I am baptized"? Do you find the joy of the child at our first service when asked, "Have you been baptized?" Or do you remember your baptism? "Yes, I remember my baptism." Do you find comfort? Do you find comfort in being marked by God's love in the waters of baptism? Do you find, again, that joy, the joy that Delmar experienced when he responded to his friends, "Yeah, I lied about that, but that's been washed away too"? What does it mean to you that you have been marked by God's love in the waters of baptism? What difference does it make to anyone else that you have been marked by God's love in the waters of baptism? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.